Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to present his NFL mock draft is our old friend, number 88, the playmaker, the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. Morning, Michael.
What's going on, man?
How are you?
Give me all this to you, my mock draft, man.
We'd love to hear it.
Hey, it's cold outside, and I just want to say something. Millsap Mineral Wells late start today because of the cold temperatures. They will start at 10 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not going to be closed, but they will start at 10 a.m. That's after you guys finish broadcasting, man.
That's right.
You guys, it's like, I was listening that morning when Troy told you guys, that's leverage. Spring break and out at 9 o'clock.
That's right. We're enjoying it, Michael.
Man.
And it's always great that you keep up with school closings, even in April.
I try my best, man. I got a lot of things going, but can I just say something in all seriousness, though?
Sure.
Before I give you my mock draft, I just gotta say something, man. And it's kind of like an open letter to Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Get Micah signed. Get it done. In today's NFL, you must have a pass rusher. You must bring the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Micah is our microwave. He is our space heater. Micah Parsons will not be traded. You should not trade him. That's crazy talk. You hear that talk out there? Trade Micah? That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you got to. In fact, I think Micah is ordained by God to be a cowboy.
Okay.
Hold on now. Stay with me.
Sorry.
Okay? What's Micah's number?
11.
What was Troy's number?
8.
What do you get when you multiply 8 times 11?
Uh-oh. That's a very famous wide receiver number.
Playmaker number. That is not a coincidence. That is ordained by God.
Well, I don't know. That's,
no,
that's
it is.
Quite a stretch.
He's okay. Here's no one. How many Super Bowls Jimmy win?
2.
I say 3, but yeah, 2. That's right. 2.
Right. He was very responsible for number 3 as well, yes.
2 Super Bowls for Jimmy. So you take the number 2. And you multiply that by Micah's number. What does that give you?
22.
That's catch 22, and you still had guardian yet.
That's right. Trip. It all comes back to the triplets.
It all comes back to that. So, against that backdrop, and having said that, I am now ready to present you with my Michael Irvin Cowboys mock draft.
Wow, I didn't realize we were going to get this morning. The Playmakers mock draft
mock
exclusively
draft.
On the Ticket.
Not just NFL mock draft, Cowboy mock draft.
Oh, okay, just the Cowboys.
Cowboy mock draft with the Cowboys first pick.
Yes, that's number 12.
No. No.
What do you mean?
It's not going to be number 12. You need to go up a little bit there, buddy.
Okay, you have them trading up?
Trading up to the number 1 pick with Tennessee.
Okay.
They're going to trade Dak Prescott, or as I like to call him, Sack Prescott, a second-round pick this year, next year's number 1, a number 1 in 27,
wow,
a number 1 in 28 for the number 1 pick this year, where they will take not just any quarterback, but the quarterback from the U. Cowboy!
Of course, from the U.
I'm so tired of watching Dak Prescott. He can't run, and he can't throw. That's a bad combo for a quarterback.
Yeah, okay.
Cowboy
well,
can do both of those things, and you mark it down, the Cowboys will do that. They will trade up, and they will get Cam Ward to be their quarterback starting next year from the U.
Are you just saying this because he's from the U?
No.
Okay.
No. And by the way, Florida, congratulations on that title, but it ain't a football title. I can't believe that you did not win one with Cam Ward, but the Cowboys can win one with Cam Ward.
Okay, so, well, that would certainly be headline making.
Number 1 pick overall goes to the Cowboys, they take Cam Ward.
Okay.
Next selection, now they still have the 12th pick, but I think they're going to trade that up. They're going to trade up.
Trading up twice again, in the first round.
Again, they're not giving up 12 with that first one. They're just giving up second round and all those number ones like Jimmy did.
And Dak.
Like Jimmy got back in the day and Dak for Cam. But what they're going to do is trade up from number 12, so number 12 overall,
mm-hmm.
third-round pick this year, two fourth-round picks this year, three fifth-round picks this year, two sixth-round picks from this year, five seventh-round picks, and Rowdy, Jared Jr., going to play for another team.
How are you?
He's going to Vegas here like that. And they're gonna, because they are going to get indications that the Raiders are interested in Ashton Jeanty. And so the Cowboys will trade up number six with Vegas, and they will take Ashton Jeanty.
Wow.
Closest thing to catch 22 that I have ever seen.
Is he really? Okay, that's high praise.
Yeah. So you get Ward and you get Ashton Jeanty, and your draft is made. And you may say, Michael, they have needs. They have other needs. What about wide receiver? Good question. Well, I'm coming back.
You can still play.
I'm about half as good. That's why I'm going to wear 44 instead of 88. Let's see, you have 88.
Okay.
What about offensive line? Nate. He's coming back.
Oh, he is?
Nate's coming back. Russell Maryland coming back for defense tackle.
Well, it always comes back to the early 90s for you, doesn't it?
You have met your needs at wide receiver, offensive line, and defensive line, and you get Ward, and you get Jeanty, and you get back to the Super Bowl. That is the way it's going to roll.
Well, that would be quite a haul if they got Cam Ward and Ashton Jeanty. We'd be talking a lot about it. I'm just really happy that you confirmed this morning that Jerry Jr. is indeed Rowdy.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. So there you go. That is my Michael Mock.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. And thank you for the update on the school delays as well.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. Peace to you.
Okay. Yeah, peace to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
There he goes, the playmaker, Michael Irvin.